Hey! Where the Wise Guys podcast coming straight from? My working closet. Today we're talking about sex, football, and hunting. When it comes down to it for me,
America.
Hunting America. Is one of those things like I'm a meat eater. I love my meat and all that stuff, but I don't believe in fucking shooting Bambi. I don't know about you guys, but going and killing an innocent animal when you can go to the fucking grocery store and do it, it's kind of fucking ridiculous to me.
So why the fuck or how? What makes the people, the fucking animals in the grocery store any more or less innocent than the ones that I'm hunting? At least I know where mine's coming from.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. You always go, if we get fast food, we get any of this other food anyways. It's not like every meal you eat, you know where it comes from. That's just an excuse.
That may be true. However, it is some of the cleanest meat you can actually ingest into your body. And yeah, I mean, you actually would have like almost a, I hate to use the term, spiritual connection to the meal that you're
something
enjoying.
You fucking cook and eat and kill. You're gonna have a spiritual connection to
fuck
it. That's
yeah,
what I'm talking
dude.
About. Oh, get the fuck
out
of here.
That's what hunting's all about. All
right, this is obviously gonna get pretty fucking heated. We haven't even got to football yet. So let's go ahead before we kill each other. Roll that intro music.
Yeah, bitch.
So when we're talking about things like this, especially when it comes to hunting, football, and sports, that's dumb. Sports. Things get a little bit heated.
Yeah,
so if you guys are sensitive to vulgar language, confrontation, anything like that, you probably go on to the next episode.
Tall, hairy dudes.
Yeah. So the thing for me, though, is, okay, we eat meat, right? I love meat. Don't get me wrong. I need to say first and foremost, I love meat.
My meat.
All meat.
Man meat.
Mm-hmm.
This meat.
Steak. Burgers.
Dick.
Man
chicken.
Dick.
Man, you guys are all about the penises today.
We're just trying to help you open up to the crowd, Mark. We know that this is what you really want to see.
You're trying to
be all manly and shit and be like, hammers, steak, yeah, monster trucks. Fuck you, bitch. You can be like, ooh, lilies and truffles and soufflés and shit. Mm,
unicorns.
Bitch, where's the goddamn ribbons?
The only reason why I bring it up, assholes, is because, because you don't need meat to survive. You do not need meat to survive. There's so many vegans out there. Why don't you eat meat? For instance, a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, and grains tend to be low in fat and cholesterol, which is good for your heart. It's also likely to be high in fiber and can be lower in calories. The concern from animals and the environmental reasons are also cited by vegetarians when they explain why they don't eat meat.
Do you realize that when primates first started eating meat, their brain size doubled? And your body needs that amount of protein. You cannot find any more complete protein than you can find in meat.
And
you won't.
No protein. But well, the thing is, like, so I disagree. You know, when it comes down to it, like, vegans, even vegetarians, there's so many different ways you can get your carbs, your proteins, all the stuff you need to live. Like,
you ever talk to a fucking vegan? They weigh about 100 pounds. And they're fucking soaking wet with change in their pockets, but still living in their mother's. I mean, seriously, with lacking protein or the high concentrations of protein that you can get from meat in a consistent, good form in most cases, depending on, you know, I mean, McDonald's, sorry, but that ain't fucking good meat.
Yeah,
I'm talking about
like
taking a big venison steak or something like that. That's fucking legit.
Yeah, but how many people actually fucking do that? How many people?
Not enough.
Actually do that, and they never will.
It's 8% of the population of America is a hunting.
And well, not even that. Like eating good meat, nobody ever will. I'm sorry, and not in America. That's for sure. We're a bunch of fat fucking idiots. We will never, ever, ever, except for like a little handful of people, eat that way. We're always going to eat fast food. We're always going to get some bullshit meat and do whatever. So that's why, like, here in America, it makes no sense unless you completely change who you are. It's kind of like being a super, like, liberal type guy. It's like, well, I turn all my lights off and I don't waste energy and blah, blah, blah. It's like, there's benefits to eating less meat, too. And it's like, I wish that we would kind of jump on that wagon. Like, you could lose weight, lower your blood pressure, you reduce your diabetes risk. Like, Eric, you had diabetes, and it's dropping now because you're eating way better. Your risk of cancer could drop. You'll, you know, like your skin will start to glow. You'll smell fucking better. You might be happier.
In that same breath, I want you to go ahead and use your old Google machine. I just want to see what comes up here. What the detriments are to your body
go
from
ahead.
Not consuming meat.
Right, well, the great thing about that is that we do have a sound manager. So what did you want him to look up? You might have to fucking give him a Crayola crayon, though, and write out fucking detriment.
Yeah, you're
smoke
fucking
signals,
stupid motherfucker. I'll
fucking
come over
Morse code.
And kick your ass.
My name is Hangover McCrankleberry.
Gotta be kind of nice to him, though, I guess, if we do it right. No.
We love you. Nothing but love for you, Jordan.
What the hell do you want me to look up?
Okay. What are the detriments to the human body from not eating meat?
If you, yeah. So just you put it in layman terms, too. He doesn't need to use that word necessarily. Like,
just trying to think how to shorten it up.
Well, no. Just like, what are the benefits
harmful
of eating meat?
Effects.
Well, what's the, or I thought you wanted benefits. Because here's the thing, dude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What are the harmful effects on your body if you don't eat meat?
Right, and
that's
like,
kind of what I'm thinking of.
So, and I know when you look at vegans and you look at all these people, like I think they always come off as it's kind of like giving a bad rap to a group of people because there's always that group of vegans that are fucking snooty and they're assholes and they're blah blah blah. Because if you run into one nice person, you'll probably tell one or two people like I met a nice vegan. But if you meet one dickhead, you're going to tell every fucking person you ever talk to how big of a dick that person is. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
But there's so many fucking good things out there.
One
like,
of the things that I have, one of the questions that I have about this, though, is that you're talking about fruits and vegetables and things of that nature, which, don't get me wrong, motherfucker, I love me some veggies and some fruits and stuff like that.
Right.
Why is there a disconnect? It's all food. Meat is food. Nuts are food. Veggies are food. Why is there a disconnect? What's the difference?
Because it was put on the earth, for like whatever it's grown. Okay, let's do like a God thing, I guess, which I'm not for that. Mm. But okay, so God put it on the earth. Okay, so you can say God put animals on the earth, but God also put humans on the earth. So why aren't we killing people and eating them too? You know what I mean? Why are we killing living things and fucking eating those things? Granted, I sound like a hypocrite because I love fucking meat, but really let that fucking resonate for a second.
It's a primal instinct.
Let it resonate for a second, though.
It's a natural primal instinct.
These are living things.
Human.
You have fucking food growing on this earth right now that can sustain us, to make us fucking live better. Greens to make us fucking healthy. And we're killing things and eating it.
But yeah, you're killing the fucking vegetables and eating them too, bitch. You're not.
What are you
that?
Talking about? A fucking
this
vegetable.
Is the problem.
A vegetable
this
doesn't have
problem.
A fucking heartbeat.
There's good things and bad things about not eating meat.
This is exactly. Well, hold on. Before we go any further with that, let me
right. Just
let
and me, then hand that off to him too. So like, just highlight what you want him to fucking say.
So let's. So it doesn't have a heartbeat. So this fucking. This is the thing. The biggest problem that I have with people who are anti-hunting and anti-meat. This is the problem that I have is that they think that just because something has blood flowing through its veins makes it have to be almost. All of a sudden, it's an atrocity. But do they believe that in order for something to be classified like that, it has to have blood flowing through its veins? No, it doesn't. A plant is a real living thing until you kill it. So I ask this big question of all the vegans and all the vegetable-eating motherfuckers out there who think that it's this great life choice to not eat meat. What the fuck gives you the right to kill your food and me not the right to kill mine? Because you yank that shit out of the ground, you wash that shit up, and you fucking clean it. Life eats life. That's the fucking way it is. And
that's so stupid.
Why is that stupid?
Because an apple can't fuck an apple. A broccoli can't fuck a broccoli and reproduce. Literally.
They do it in a different way. They do it kind of in an asexual manner to where it's grown. But it doesn't fucking matter. Either way, you're still stopping a living thing.
They don't have
living.
Feelings. Like if you
yes, they you, do. It is scientifically proven that they actually played music and did different activities around plants, and they reacted to it. You know, there are plants that are being eaten by one animal will literally change the way they taste. Like giraffes in Africa, the trees that they feed on will literally change their taste when they start feeling the vibration of crunching leaves to a disgusting flavor, so that they stop eating it. Tell me that's not some kind of an emotion. Tell me that's not a visceral reaction.
Okay, I'm not.
That's
gonna,
a plant.
I'm not gonna say this very often, but You just kind of blew my mind right now.
That's a fucking plant. I told you, you better bring your motherfucking A game on this shit, bitch, because I got my motherfucking knowledge on.
Okay, so there we go. All right, hey, all right. Ding, 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 round one, Eric. But here's the fucking thing, okay? I'm going to just go off of a couple of reasons why you shouldn't eat meat. Let's just go from the health fucking, you know, part of it. Okay, like I get it. Okay, like that. You hit me with some shit. I'll be honest. I never heard that shit. But like, okay, so a number reason, right? So 54%. So as far as it goes, is all these people are talking about why you need to the kill animals because there's a fucking conservation part of it or like a population control, right? So like, I'm looking at again. Don't hate me for this, but I'm on a PETA website. So it's PETA2.com is where I got this article. Okay. But in school, you might have learned about like Charles Darwin's theory of natural selection, you know, and which means the sickest and the weakest animals are most likely to be killed by natural predators. So leaving the strongest animals survive, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Yeah. However, disrupt this natural balance because they prefer to kill the largest, strongest animals. So even if overpopulation happened naturally to a group of animals, nature would work to regulate the population. So starvation and disease, like, they're tragic, but that's nature's way of ensuring that the healthy, strong animals survive and maintain the strength of their herd. So because hunting isn't an effective method of controlling deer populations, some wildlife agencies use other methods to keep deer out of unwanted areas and reduce breeding, repellents, deterrence, and strategic place fencing can encourage deer to stay away from artificial and easy food sources. When food sources scare, deer refrain from breeding and have fewer babies. Like, hunting, it's not a fucking sport, dude. Sports involve competition between two consenting individuals or teams and usually have a referee. Hunters just go fucking shoot rifles, shotguns, bows and arrows and weapons that no animal has a chance of outrunning or fighting, dude. It's a fucking, it's a slaughterhouse. Like, I couldn't agree with that more. When it comes down to it, when you're shooting an animal or you're going after it, don't ever call hunting a sport because you are fucking just winning. It's just like, okay, so hunters obey laws, right? And they kill free-range animals, but they always have an unfair fucking advantage, dude. And there's very few regulations. And poaching is insane. So, like, okay, you hit me with some knowledge on some shit before that I had never heard of. But as far as hunting goes, the biggest thing I always hear is that. The fucking overpopulation, all the bullshit. And to that I say bullshit. And it's not, and hunting isn't a fucking sport, dude. It's like if I went to go play one-on-one with LeBron James, I get my ass kicked. You know what I mean? And especially when you go hunting with your buddies. So it's like, hey, I got a basketball, bro. Hey, there's LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan. I'm gonna play this motherfucker one-on-one, one-on-three, bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. That's my thought on it. Like, it's not a sport. It's a fucking, it's a joke, in my opinion.
And there's a lot of people like you that think exactly that. They think that it is a slaughterhouse, and I'll tell you right off the bat, I'll be the first person to tell you I completely and totally disagree with literally everything you just said. Because if you think for one fucking second that the people that are going, I would say them.
Can we just tell the listeners we love each other?
Absolutely, I love this guy more than anything.
Fucking else. Hate you.
But if you can't, I mean, there's probably obviously the populace that are, you know, I'm just gonna say it straight out, are fat lazy ass hunters and fucking sit over there on a pile of corn or whatever the fucking and do the lazy shit job. That there's plenty of that. But I'll tell you what, pound for pound, I would put hunters up against a lot of different athletes in a lot of sports because...
What? Okay, what do you mean, though? Okay, this better make some sense.
Okay, go on an elk hunt in Colorado sometime and tell me how you fucking feel when you have to climb 1,200 feet in elevation in like an hour, maybe even low crawl. Sometimes you have to crawl on your belly in order to sneak up on an animal.
There's a fucking difference between doing something that's like physically, like you're exerting yourself, you know what I mean? And like that's kind of like running a marathon or fucking doing some shit like that.
Yeah.
That's physical exertion. The actual sport of killing something, that's not like, so what you're saying is the natural elements is what makes it a sport. Like you have to overcome those things.
The killing of the actual animal is such a small part of hunting. You have to realize that a lot of people, like, I consider myself kind of a slacker because a lot of guys who like, I mean, as far as deer hunting goes, because I only did about 2 or 3 months of research on the area that I'm going to hunt and, you know, take camera pictures and stuff like that, up trail cams and investigate the area. I only did about 2 or 3 months of work. Most guys will do a good years, if not several years, worth of work on just one animal.
Okay.
And that, to me, I mean, that's what. How is that different from studying a playbook? Except for nobody, he's not going to get fined if he doesn't do his fucking job. He's not gonna do that. But you have to realize these guys that are doing these elk hunts and some of this, a lot of this other shit are getting up at the butt crack of dawn, will literally walk for some, in some certain cases, 10, 12 plus miles to go after one animal. And you're trying to tell me that they have an unfair advantage? Have you ever tried to hunt a whitetail? You can't fucking, that's not an unfair, the unfair advantage is the fact that they are some beautiful, graceful, sneaky, smart fucking creatures.
And right.
Granted, you know, where I try to do it as primal as possible. I hunt with a bow. I figure that's leveling the playing field just about as much as I possibly can.
Okay, so you're pretty much admitting, though, that, like, okay, yeah, I got a bow, you got all this shit like that. Like, so I'm leveling down the playing field, like, giving them another chance because you know that you're just going to fucking, it's just a slaughterhouse. You against my fucking weapon.
Absolutely not a slaughterhouse. You know how many, I've drawn deer tags in 2 different states over the last 3 years, and I still have yet to take a deer.
Right. Well,
and I don't
because,
care.
This is because you just suck.
No. Well, that partially. But, you know, like I said before, I've done all this on my own, so I'm still learning. I mean, I'm in the early phases. There are some guys who will go, I've talked to people who've gone 5, 10 plus years without taking, especially in the archery world, without taking a deer because of the fact that that's the way shit goes. Because, and I can't, no, you know, nothing against gun hunters, nothing against anybody other kind of hunters, you know, crossbow, whatever the heck case may be. As long as it's valid, legal, and controllable in your area, by all means, hunt in any fashion you see fit. But I know at least in my case, you know, not everybody, I would say, I can't remember what the exact statistic is, but I would say about 35% of the hunters actually harvest their animal. I would say a good 65% of them just make a donation.
Right. Well, you are getting me with some good shit. I'm not gonna lie, and you did come with your fucking.
I live this
shit. Your fucking guns blazing.
I live
blazing.
This shit.
Well, you come with your guns blazing, but still, you gotta admit that when it comes down to it, the deer, the meat, everything that you're getting. Why? I understand, like, now people just want to go out for the fun and the sport of it. But when people hunted back in the old days, it's because they fucking had to. And especially when it came in the wintertime in these areas where they didn't have vegetables, they didn't have those things unless they canned it or if they did whatever. You know what I mean? They had to, Eric. We can go to fucking Walmart. Why are we out there at 4 or 5 in the morning when we can walk into the fucking little the aisle and get the shit? Jordan did look up that stuff, though, so you should let him go out. Well, we're okay,
yeah,
Jordan.
Please,
what did you find there?
So on brightside.me, I found 10 facts about what happens when you don't eat meat.
When you don't eat meat, no. So, okay, so that's what we were talking about before. Eric, what was your argument? Yeah. That, like, the figure out what's good
what,
about
it. What you're naming off several reasons why it's detrimental to your health to imbibe meat. This is kind of the other side of the story where it's like, what can be some of the health detriments from not consuming meat?
So, I found a few things. There's a lot of it is positive things about not eating meat, but well, you can lose taste.
Right. Well, what do you mean?
Like you'll lose your sense of taste.
Hmm.
You're fine.
Well, there's like I'm like looking through this and trying to find like what helps him. There's a lot to help you, actually, though. But
don't let him be your backup right now, dude, because as far as it goes, it's, I'm still giving it.
Muscles need more time.
Mark's
to
on
recover.
The fucking ropes right now, is what he's trying to say.
I think this is my chance when I can kind of, like, get up off the ropes and be like,
he's trying to hug on me right now.
Nutritional deficiencies may occur.
Okay, so here's a couple of things. What I got out of that was, and Jordan's like, is he crying? He's going to cry in the car. Jordan, I was kidding. Wow, like, that joke went over everybody's head. Anyways, so detrimental to your health because, what, you're going to lose bone density and all this stuff? But I feel like those are things that you would start losing if you literally ate meat, then stopped. But come on, man. You think, see these people that juice, they just go on these juice
Where fat. Are you going to get your fat from?
Dude, you get fat from nuts. You can get fat from fucking so many other things. From fucking all this. Come on. Where are we going to get our fat from? We're not meat. Like, again, like, nuts come to my fucking head right away.
So you need a bunch of fucking nuts. Bet you that's tasty. Hey, baby, grill me up some fucking almonds, would you? Shit.
Beans, right?
I got plenty of almond over here for you.
Fuck all that shit.
Beans.
Want some goddamn meat.
So fats from things that aren't meat. You know what I mean? Come on. There's a lot of things. That's meat. Stupid. Like, as far as that goes, that's just stupid. But what's your argument on that, though? Come on, dude. Like, going back to what I said before, people had to fucking hunt before to fucking survive and to eat. You don't need to do it now, so why?
You don't need to do anything. You don't need to fucking vacuum your house. You can hire somebody else to do it, but that doesn't mean you
just admit that people just want to go out there and shoot shit.
No,
want to go out there and shoot shit. It's not because we need to fucking do this. It's a purely entertainment. It's a blood sport that people go out there and they shoot shit for fucking no fucking reason other than they want to shoot something and put it on their fucking wall. Or, yeah, they'll put food in their freezer or whatever, and that's great. But there's absolutely no reason to do it.
So say what if farmers quit doing, like, cattle and doing all that stuff because they're not getting paid enough, and you have to go out and hunt for your own fucking meat?
Never going to happen. That's the whole thing. Like, now, if that were to happen, okay, that makes sense, Jordan. Like, if that were to happen, then you should go out there and hunt and do that. But is it happening right now? Fuck no. Are farmers going to stop fucking doing cattle and making all that money?
If they're
fuck
not making
no.
enough.
They're
see,
not
that's
gonna
the,
stop.
The all the things that you said right there lets me know even further how disconnected you are from the actual truth of
It's not a lie. You don't need to hunt.
No, you don't need to hunt, but the reason why people do that is because they don't want to disconnect themselves from where their food comes from as much as
so you're saying more spiritual
the mass populace.
Okay.
Because, well, I mean, you go to a think about it this way.
There's a handful of people that think that way, bro, though. There's a handful of people that actually, I mean, a lot of people think that way, but that actually do that because all these people
you know how
have
terrible
these arguments
that,
and then they'll go to Wendy's.
Do you know how terrible the statement is that you just said, though? Why would people go out and actually harvest their own food and do their own fucking work?
I never said that.
No, but I mean, what you said was, why would you rather choose to go hunting when you can go to the grocery store and purchase meat there? Why would I not want to go out into the wilderness?
Okay, but you're Donald Trumping my words, though. I said you don't need to.
Okay, then correct him.
You don't need to. Right.
But think about it this way. A, there's the health benefits because you got to put in some fucking work if you're going to goddamn be a hunter. I'm sorry, but you're going to fucking put in some work.
Most definitely,
B,
yeah. They're crawling around all this crazy
B,
shit.
B, you know exactly where that food comes from. C, that is 100% an organic fucking meal right there. D, wild game is amongst some of the best protein you can put in your face and your body. And the fact that you can go out and you can harvest that yourself and bring it back and provide that for your family is a feeling unlike anything else you'll ever get. And you know, and the other thing I want to say about
coming
that
from
too,
the guy who's fucking never shot a deer. What the fuck did you
never shot a deer, but I've shot many kidding. Animals. But then on the second part of that is what you said, where it's just a blood sport. I'm sorry, but you will probably never meet a more respectable group of people as far as, especially in this day and age where we're under such scrutiny, where they will be, you will never meet another more respectable group of people than hunters because of the fact that
it's
not a blood sport. It's anybody who, everybody feels loss, and if you don't feel loss from taking a life, then you're just a natural born killer and you don't deserve to be, there's a lot higher issues that you have
Jordan.
To worry about.
Fucking kill
him. But I mean, everybody I know and personally myself, every time that you take an animal's life, you have to, you automatically feel that feeling of remorse, but you're doing, you're providing for your own family. You're taking that meat, respect the animal, take the meat home with you, enjoy it, eat it in good health.
Jordan, would you rather go get a fucking Kobe beef steak somewhere at a restaurant, or would you rather go hunt for that motherfucker?
You know how terrible a Kobe beef steak is for you?
Oh, fuck yeah, horrible. Like, really horrid. Bad, but have you ever had it, though?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, don't give me, Wagyu is amazing.
Oh, even the, yeah, Wagyu or the shit over at in Las Vegas, it's $60 an ounce. Four ounce minimum.
It was like $300 for, what, like a 4 or 5 ounce?
So, $60 an ounce at this restaurant, and it was a 4 ounce minimum. So, think about how much that, that's $240 just for the steak. No sides, no drinks, no nothing. $240. When I go there, I'm going to go get an 8-ounce steak. That's the one thing I set aside for me. I had all those ones and twos I'm saving, you know. I'm going to go get a 10-ounce Wagyu beef steak. So my meal's going to be a grand. But
take a picture of it when you
I'm going to just
anyways,
save it.
Let's
anyways.
Get back to the point. But, there,
real quick, though, with Jordan, I want to know.
Go ahead.
Jordan, what do you think? Like, I know you're a hunter, and I just thought, so what is, honestly, real quick, your thoughts on all this shit?
I mean, personally...
All right, no one gives a shit. All right, go ahead.
Nobody gives a fuck. Fuck you. Fuck you. And the other thing I want to point out, too.
Fuck you, Eric. I'll kick both your asses with one arm behind my back.
And one eye looking at me and one eye looking at you.
The other thing I wanted to get right.
That lazy eye gets you.
Right.
The other thing I wanted to mention, too, is that something that we kind of touched on earlier is that you said there's no additional health benefits for, well, not necessarily that, because I don't want to trump your words.
Yeah, but
you said there's no reason for us to hunt. That we don't need to hunt, or even eat meat for that matter. And granted, you know, we might be able to make it on not eating meat, but our bodies are going to severely suffer because of that choice. Because your body needs large amounts of complex protein in order to keep your muscles going. But there are people out there that go so far as to try to make their animals vegan. Dogs, I guess you can kind of get away with it, but
they'll suffer
some things. But cats, they tried to make fucking cats vegan, and they ended up with a plethora of problems like kidney disease, blindness.
Let's not put our organs and their organs together. They could also eat out of the trash can and eat all this fucking nasty gross shit and just be just fine. You know what I mean? As far as that goes, like, come on, man. Like, let's not go that far. I get it. Yeah, it's going to be whatever, and it could cause some health, like, shitty things or whatever, but come on, bro.
The thing we have to get down to, and regardless of what you eat, whether it be fucking plant, animal, dirt, fucking wood, whatever the fuck you eat, and because of the fact that we're all right here, living examples, life eats life. It's just the way it goes. That's the way it is.
Yeah,
but hunters
that,
try to do it in the most humane way possible.
No, fuck that. Fuck that. Hunters, though, like, I just saw a video of my fucking, my fiance's fucking brother. Like, they want to do it humanely, but sometimes it just happens to where it doesn't happen humanely. They'll fucking go shoot something, and it's fucking sitting there crying. They'll try to slit its throat, and they'll fuck up, and they'll just gash it, and then it's bleeding out the side. Then you go, and then he went to go shoot it in the face, and he fucking missed, and he ended up just shooting the fucking deer's jaw off. And he's like, felt like this really happened. And then he shot that. And then you got these fucking idiot kids that go out there poaching, and they'll get in their truck. Shout out to Josh Van Zee out there. He literally get, like, him and his buddies, and granted, they do it during hunting season. They have their tags, and they do everything legally. Legally, and they'll go out there, they'll get in a fucking truck, they'll see a fucking deer in the fucking field, they'll haul ass to the fucking deer, and they'll fucking get behind it, and they'll try fucking shooting the motherfucker, and they'll go and they'll chase it down. You are talking about the fucking hunters that are on Instagram and on, like, all these professional, like, real respected guys in the real fucking world. I'm sorry. These fucking hunters that go out there, and especially these teenagers and these kids, they load up their fucking guns and they fucking go balls ham. They drink all fucking day, and they go out there and do that shit. And they're putting in, and you know what? You should be pissed at those people because they're fucking putting a bad name on hunting. Jordan, you're around these fucking hillbilly fucking hicks in these little small towns. Didn't you guys used to put your, not you necessarily, but get your guns loaded and go fucking drive in the fields? Is there some truth to what I'm saying?
I've never done it, but there are a lot of people around here that have.
Yeah, and they load up their fucking guns, right? And they go... What have you heard? What's just like a real quick little snippet?
There's been a couple of kids around town that have shot a deer out of season and they just left it.
Just to fucking die. Yeah, yeah. And they went and like they shot it while sitting in their truck, right? Or car, like with a gun out the window and shit.
That or they'd go coon hunting and they'd just shoot and hit a deer.
Yeah, that's fucking gross.
And to answer your question, yeah, of course I'm pissed off at it. But what you're talking about is a very small sample size.
No.
I will bring you hunting 50, with me out here. I will fucking guarantee, I will bet every dollar I make
if
from now until the day that I die that it is not even close
to
50-50.
If that was fucking true, then these game wardens
you
wouldn't
have
never jobs.
Ever
somebody,
been, you have never, ever been hunting before, if that's what you believe.
Dude, a lot as far as it goes is, it's a large percentage of people that fuck around like that. It's a large percent, especially out in the boonies. Especially out in the boonies.
Completely disagree.
We have to get someone Skyped in then, because we got to ask, because they go out there and they drive around in their trucks like they do shit. You're a respectable adult, and I feel like you have this vision of the world in this situation to where it's like, no, not my beautiful hunting, not my sport, not that shit. Dude, no. They fucking, they're...
But there's a difference here, Mark, and there's only, the big difference is there's only one of us that's actually lived it.
Sure, okay, but there's a difference in the hunting, though, too, there, where these guys have shot millions of, like, not millions, but
these
they've...
These guys are assholes,
they've
of course
shot
I want them to get busted.
Tons of deers, and they've done deer and shit like that, and they've done
those
all
aren't
this,
hunters.
And they've lived it, you know what I mean?
Those
and
then, aren't hunters.
But,
those are poachers,
but here's
those
the thing.
Are pieces
well,
of
they'll
shit.
Go out and do that.
They're not hunters.
But here's the thing, they'll go hunting with their parents or something, or, like, their groups, and then they'll go hunt, like, you, respectively, and they'll go do that. But... At the end of the day, they'll fucking go out and they'll fucking go with their buddies and do the shit I was just saying. And they're teaching the younger generation to go do that fucking same shit. So it's getting worse and worse. It's not getting better. It's not getting fucking better. Look at the day, our day and age with guns and all the fucking horrible shit that's going on. The respectfulness of hunting and with guns and all this shit, it's going downhill and nobody is helping it go up other than these rich people. All that's going on, man, and the reason why it's getting worse and worse is because literally it's fucking profit-driven. It's completely profit-driven. Like, hunting is big fucking business, dude. Like, fucking, you fucking literally shoot the money. Like, you know what I mean? Boom, you gotta get more shells. It's profit-driven, dude. But we're really hitting on this, so leave us with the last word because this was your subject and hit it.
What the fuck about Disneyland?
What do you mean?
I mean, you could say that everything is profit-driven, but, you know, one of the craziest things about it is that conservationists and hunters like myself are the only ones who are actually doing anything about it. All these motherfucking people from all these other agencies and shit like that aren't doing anything. Do you realize that the fucking population of white-tailed deer in this country was 150,000 when we arrived in the boat on this motherfucker? You know what it is now?
It's really hard to probably get numbers from something when there was really no way of taking statistics from back then.
There's documentation. There's plenty of documentation there to support that. But now the population of white-tailed deer in America is in the millions.
Right. Yeah, no, I get it.
And
what about all these other countries where these guns are outlawed? What happens when we take the guns, by the way? When all the guns are getting taken, you guys don't get the shotguns no more. Well, you know, that's what happens when that happens?
I hunt with a bow, so I don't give a shit.
There you go. That's good. That was probably the best answer. That's the best answer you had.
But I mean, I do. I mean, granted, I have nothing against gun hunters. I just like the fact that I hunt with a bow. I like to keep it as primal as possible, and I have to get pretty close to that animal in order to fucking get it killed. So I don't think I may have, obviously, intellectually, I have the upper hand over this animal, but they have definitely got me beat in their own household.
Right.
It takes a lot of fucking work to try to, and it's not even that. I mean, to think about it too, the main reason behind me bringing up this topic was not necessarily deer hunters against non-deer hunters. It has to do with all hunters because, and just mainly conservationists against, or I shouldn't even say against, versus animal rights activists.
Right.
More in that sense because of the fact that I can understand, you know, large for-profit farms where you buy your meat from, where those animals live dismal lives.
Understandable. I get it. Hey, I respect that. It was a good... We have to touch back on this in another episode, too.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Because we can definitely pick up on this because there's some other things that I didn't even talk about, like when these guys go shoot fucking lions and fucking big, beautiful elephants and all this shit. Like, come the fuck on. Like, do you really feel like you need to do that? But that's for a whole nother show.
You better pack a fucking lunch because I got a whole motherfucking list on that shit, bro.
NFL.com. .com came with mind-boggling stats for 2008. Dude, week seven was fucking crazy.
This
week
whole seven, fucking season has
holy
been crazy.
Shit, dude. So Drew Brees, one touchdown to reach 500 touchdowns in his career, passing touchdowns. Dude, he... What, he just beat the passing record, right?
Bomb to fucking...
Right, that was his record when he beat the passing yards, right? When he took over, who was it, Peyton Manning that had the record?
Yep.
Man, insane, dude. He's one away from getting his 500th career touchdown. So he's like one win or win shy of defeating all... He's one win away from defeating all 32 current NFL franchises.
Over there?
That's insane. So, and he can accomplish both in week seven, dude. Isn't that insane? So if he wins this game, he could get two records, the 500 touchdowns, and he would literally have beaten every team, all 32 teams. But it's not going to be easy because they're playing the Ravens, and they're 0-4 against the Ravens. So the did you know that the Saints are 0-4? Drew Brees is 0-4 against the Ravens in his entire history.
Really?
Yeah, it's nuts, right? Look at this, dude. This kind of makes me excited because I love me and my Chargers, and they are in their division. Dude, the fucking Chiefs have allowed 2,042 pass yards. So in the team's first six games of the season, dude, the Chiefs have given up 2,042 pass yards. Think about that for a second. And they're 5-1.
That's outstanding.
So you know what that means? They got to score so many points.
Why do you think Patrick Mahomes is working his fucking ass off?
No shit.
Every fucking week he's like, bitch, okay, well, we turned it over there. We got to get back on this motherfucker again.
It's like, oh my gosh, we just gave up another touchdown. Like, I've scored 35 points in the first half and it's tied. Like, what's going on? Come on, defense, get your shit together.
Speaking of which, what about that game tonight?
I know, right? That was kind of embarrassing. But back on that record, too, these mind-boggling crap dudes. So think about that, too. If one guy can handle Patrick Mahomes and beat his ass, the Chiefs are horrible at defense. They should be getting their ass kicked.
If they can find somebody that can control,
think about Joey
Patrick
Bosa.
Mahomes.
Joey Bosa coming back with
him
Melvin
Mark,
Ingram.
Melvin Ingram.
Ooh, buddy.
Oh, that's a bad.
So they'll
bad.
Kill it. And then so touchdown passes though. Four touchdown passes for 20 yards right there for or 20 yards between the two quarterbacks here. Phillip Rivers taking on Mariota. Phillip Rivers has played much better than Marcus Mariota this season. In fact, Rivers has more touchdowns of 20-plus yards than Mariota does touchdowns passes this season.
Oh,
so that means...
That's not too tough.
Phillip Rivers has four touchdowns that he threw over 20 yards to complete the touchdown, and Mariota literally has two.
Mariota only knows how to throw touchdown passes to himself.
All season. All season long. And this one's crazy, too. So 70 receiving yards to reach 5,000. Odell Beckham Jr. has 4,930 receiving yards in 53 games, baby. His he needs 70 yards against the Falcons to be the fastest player to reach 5,000 career receiving yards. So think about that. So do you think he'll get it against that Atlanta defense, or do you think they're going to – because it's been tough. Tough slide.
I don't know, man. That's going to be a tough call. That's going to be a real tough call.
I don't know. I can't just be like, yeah, he will. But, like, I'm sorry. Bench Eli. I don't care anymore. Bench his ass.
He's on a downward. And nobody wants to fucking admit it.
Nobody
over
wants
he's,
to.
He's,
yeah.
He did his deal. Let the motherfucker go and play some shuffleboard and eat some fucking shellfish and shit, man. Get him a fucking sweater. Goddamn.
The last coach, I'm sorry, but he had the right thing in mind. He should have just fucking benched his ass.
Nothing but love for you, Eli, because you've done a lot of good shit.
Hell
but fuck.
Yeah. And it's about his time to realize, too, like, you know what, I'm a step slower, and my passes are a little bit off. And he was always, like, a smidgen away from being that way anyways. But he always, like, he made it happen.
Well, he's got his Super Bowl ring. Like, I mean, go
two
fuck
of them.
On.
Fucking
yeah.
Two of them.
Go fucking chill with your brother and
go
fucking
chill, baby.
Have some nachos. You know?
No, go
do
have,
some fucking,
go eat some Papa John's. You
do,
know,
do some fucking insurance commercials, you know, fucking.
You know, and they go, and that's what I don't get, too. When he retires, him and his brother, they're hilarious together. They could go do funny shit and go whatever, but, like, what is Eli doing? He's almost tarnishing his career at this point.
I know. It's like reaching, it's kind of like
today,
man,
Junior.
I'll fuck you up.
I love it. I do it too. I stutter all the time, too. I don't know why you guys make fun of me more.
Oh, shit.
Oh, so
but yeah, definitely Eli Manning needs it. He had a great career, but let's time to call a spade a spade.
Yeah. Oh, Hunter, perfectly said. This is really effed up. So my man that I so like the one I've been in fantasy football obviously like 12 years or whatever, but I've won only twice. In both times that I won, I had Mr. Matt Ryan throwing to Julio.
Mr. No fucking touchdowns.
No touchdowns.
I can catch the ball and run the fuck around the field, but I can't get
in. And you know what's nuts? He's scoring tons of points on fantasy still.
Oh, I know it.
And like 20 some points. And like
last time I heard, he had 34 receptions for zero touchdowns.
Dude, zero. No, you're exactly right. So he has the second most receiving yards right now in the NFL, 707.
Crazy. And he's still fantasy relevant.
Dude, 707. He's killing. He's averaging what? Well, 100 yards a game.
Yeah.
Like, come on. It's crazy. So so great.
Dude's
got to
get in the end zone, though.
Got to. How, and how have they not just, like, overly gone to him?
I have no idea. I think it's because of the fact that they have a lot more weapons now because, I mean, they got that brand-new fucking shiny running back, Ito Smith.
Oh, and you mean Saquon Barkley? Oh, wait, yeah, Ito Smith, sorry.
Yeah, Ito Smith. And they're still working with Tevin Coleman, although he's going to be gone at the end of the year. And they have a lot of weapons because, I mean, if you think about it, too, they have, Calvin Ridley.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. And they
There's
have
so many
more
weapons now.
And, of course, they have Sanu or whatever still. And
Mohamed Sanu,
yeah. They're killing
He's always good. He's always a safe bet. But they've got so many weapons now, I don't think they feel the need that they need to just heavily target Julio.
Right. There's a couple more here. So this one's kind of stupid, though. I'll just go through this one really quick. So 6 Pro Bowls versus 7 Pro Bowls, I guess, in Week 7 when Denver plays. Who did Denver play? Denver played
tonight,
the Cardinals, yeah. They so what was it? 6 Pro Bowls to Von Miller, or 6 Pro Bowls for Von Miller, 7 for Patrick Peterson. So that's the most ever, and whatever. So that's kind of stupid. Hey, guess who has 8?
Deshaun.
Guess how many interceptions Deshaun Watson has?
8 over the last 8 games and going into last season.
Isn't that disgusting?
That's crazy. Especially, I mean, he's a pretty decent quarterback too. He's got to get over his jitters and shit like that, but he's pretty relevant.
Got to get over his jitters, and it's just kind of disgusting too how he was killing it last year, straight killing it.
He's got to learn. I granted, don't get me wrong, DeAndre Hopkins is other fucking worldly talent. I mean, the guy makes catches that are crazy, but he's got to learn to use other parts of his fucking offense besides DeAndre Hopkins. He's gonna get the poor guy killed,
dude.
I mean, he isn't, but then, too, he doesn't have, granted, Kiki Cootie's coming up, and that's great. But
Kiki, do you love me?
Are you riding? I hate that fucking song.
I know, right? Keep
but going. I don't. I like that song, but it's one of those ones you hear so many fucking times that it's just like, oh, I want to eat my own shorts.
I hate it so bad, too. So, no, but keep going.
But then, you know, he's got Kiki Cootie and DeAndre Hopkins as wide receivers, but, I mean, look at, what does he have as far as his backfield, his running backs? He hasn't got shit. Was he got Alfred Blue?
You're my boy Blue. That's
You're
about
my
it.
My boy Blue. That's it.
You're right. It's crazy.
Until Deonta Foreman comes back whenever he gets off the pup list, which should happen hopefully early November, but.
Right.
Fuck.
You know what? My favorite fucking thing about week 7, though, and the week 8, my favorite. Oh, I love it, you guys, listeners out there. If you know anything about me, you're going to love that I love, and you're going to know why I love. You might chuckle a little bit, because guess who is first place in the NFC fucking North that hasn't been first place in the NFC North for what, 8 years since 2000? No, wait, how long has it been? It's been like since they've been first place, dude. No, like 2000.
It's
going to
be short-lived.
First place in the NFC North is yours truly, the Minnesota. Nope. The Chicago Bears.
It'll be short-lived.
Yeah, you're
it's
right.
It's going to be
because
short-lived.
The Packers will eventually come and claim it.
The Packers aren't going to claim shit.
The Packers
They're
are going to come and claim it.
They're a fucking shitstorm. I will guarantee you that doesn't happen.
They'll come and claim it.
Not even a little bit.
Nah, I gotta
Green
get
Bay
it.
Is such a fucking dumpster fire right now.
What if fucking Chicago holds on to it? What if, like, Khalil Mack is no joke? Khalil Mack, that defense, I'm sorry. But in the regular season, they'll keep him up there, man. Wait, have you guys played?
They just lost the fucking Dolphins.
Yeah, but did you see that loss, that overtime? He missed the field goal. Like, hey, it's any given Sunday, man, and they're playing
still
hard. And that game,
you shouldn't expect that level to get there with the Dolphins.
Dude, they fumbled on the freaking 1 yard line.
Kenyon fucking Drake fumbled on the 1 fucking yard
right.
line. That guy is... I had him on my fantasy team for like the first three. I just dumped him.
Right. Well, so the Bears, they did too. It's crazy, but like, So Matt Nagy has the Bears in first place in the NFC North heading into week 7, but he could have a hard time holding to that lead. Bill Belichick took over as the Patriots head coach in 2000. Rookie head coaches are 15-45 against him. So I'm taking it that the Bears are playing the Patriots. So you're right. If it's going to be fucking short-lived, it'll be short-lived now. I can't wait to watch the Vikings play the Pats. That's going to be a good fucking game.
That is
going to
be a good game.
And you know what? And I know, in my opinion, I say the Pats blow them the fuck out. I think that's just not even being a douche, which is hard for me not to do. But
right,
tell me different.
I will water bet you right now. Matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, we still have a bet now that you kind of owe me for because...
I don't owe you for it. Actually, I'm winning it.
You said that... Philly was going to beat the old Vikings there, and I think we had a three-shot hand on that bad Larry right there.
There was also another bet involved with it.
I can't remember what the other one was. I think it was something. God, I can't remember. We'll have to go back
at the beginning of next episode, ladies and gentlemen, I'm so glad I forgot about that. We will go ahead and pay up that bet. So what was it? Well, we're going to go back and listen if you guys want to comment what it is. Oh, God. But there was another one, though, too, that I think I won. I think it was a hot sauce or some shit that you got to take. But as far as it goes, I think I won one, you won one. It's funny that we just don't remember. We should really write this shit down.
Right.
But anyways, let's get back to
we should have some guy here that does that for us.
Yeah, no kidding. Jordan.
Oh, he left. Fuck.
Get this, dude. They have the NFC North here, number one, Chicago Bears. Their defense, just killing it. So that's about it. We're going to leave it at that. But with the NFC North, real quick question. I got to ask you again. Tell me why. Why are the Vikings going to beat the Patriots?
I think by that, I can really see that Kirk Cousins is starting to jive with the rest of the offense. And our defense without Everson Griffin is really starting to come back together and click. And I think if we were able to keep whenever Brady gets smacked, I think it's kind of like the big guy coming
didn't
up.
Didn't get smacked though. I mean, he got his ass whooped.
But think about it this way, and this is kind of how I've always seen Brady, and it's kind of reared its ugly head even more now that he's aging. When you have your force fields up and you think that you're totally impenetrable, and then somebody comes and fucking smacks you, that rattles him. Like when he starts taking fucking sacks and getting pressure in the pocket, he does not handle those situations well at all.
Well, do you think that's going to happen to him? Do you guys, you have Everson Griffin back at that point?
I don't think we'll have Everson Griffin back at that point in time, but I think Mackenzie Alexander's coming along just fine. Plus, we've got Danielle Hunter, we've got Sheldon Richardson, we've got all these pieces on our defense that can just rattle
his cage all day.
You know
that the Patriots just...
Xavier Rhodes.
Patriots just beat the Chiefs, bruh.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Vikings have no chance.
KC has a shitty defense.
Yeah, well, we're going to leave that at that. So, hey, we want to do a little bet on that?
I'll take a water bet on that or something like
that.
Oh,
water bet. All right, let's do a double or nothing with me with the shot of Hennessy. That's 6 shots. All right, shaking on it. Virtual handshake and a done. So, 81 rush yards for the Panthers. That's another crazy stat.
The Panthers.
The Panthers were the only able to muster up 81 yards against the Redskins in Week 6. This was their lowest rush output since Week 6 of 2017. So, about a year. So, whatever. Christian McCaffrey, though, what a beast, dude.
That guy is a beast. And, I mean, I don't care what – if people are scared off by his poor performance in his last game and you decide to – that you want to move on from him, fuck you, dude. You're so stupid.
Nobody should be.
Christian McCaffrey is a fucking running back truth. I don't give a shit what anybody says. He's a fucking solid running back.
My boy, too. You look at him, too. It's like it's everything that you wish you were as a football player, like in high school, college, and up, especially as like a white kid. Like, I look at him, I'm like, I want to be you. Like, you're so amazing.
I mean, think about it this way, too. And I mean, think about the differences between running backs. I mean, how many white running backs do you see as opposed to
Racist.
African-American, right? No, I'm not being racist. I know, I'm just saying.
The reason why I said racist is because you're trying to be so careful with your words.
Well, it's like kind of when Randy
Moss.
Randy Moss was.
But no, you're right. I get it. Yeah, there's. Dude, compared to black running backs and white running backs, it's very slim to freaking none. But you know, it has nothing to do with the color of the skin. It comes down to the athletes. And when it comes down to it, you're right. There ain't no white running backs out there doing it,
man.
Well,
it's like when Randy Moss interviewed Adam Thielen when he started blowing up. Late last season, earlier this year, and he said, you know, Randy Moss said straight out to his face, he says, you know, usually white boys can't hang that well, but it's like, you know, every once in a while we get one, and Christian McCaffrey is definitely one of them.
Right,
he's our unicorn.
Well, like a quarterback, though, you know what I mean? It's definitely getting, you know, it's mixed more than it ever was before. But I mean, like, and again, who cares? But it's like it's obvious. Everybody knows that. Look at basketball.
I'm really excited about this new crop of quarterbacks that's coming up. I mean, even if they're not doing so great this year, like, a lot of these guys are just really, really, really showing some solid talent. Like, I mean, look at Patrick Mahomes. I mean, granted, this is his sophomore year, but he didn't play at all last year when Alex Smith was still the quarterback. And Sam Darnold came out of the gate, is doing pretty well. Mitch Trubisky, again, this is his sophomore year. But, you know, he took him a little while to get it figured out, but it looks like he's on the right path now. But, you know, we'll just see where it goes. But I'm really excited to see a lot of these new rookies and what they're bringing to the table and how much they're really amplifying the game. Like Saquon Barkley and Alvin Kamara, all these short-timers that are young kids that have just come into the league and just totally transformed the game. And they're making it exciting and relevant again.
Dude, well said. 100% well said. Who's your favorite running back now? In this last 3 years, think about that.
Honestly,
yeah, Todd Gurley, yeah, Saquon Barkley. You have Melvin Gordon. Like, who's your favorite out of these last 3-4 years? Like, it's like, think about that list.
I've been his truther for the longest time.
What?
And I love him to death. And I've got to say, my favorite running back
Dalvin
over
Cook
the last three years has got to be Alvin Kamara.
Dude, right?
What a stud. I love that guy. He's a fucking phenom. And you see people like that, and you're like old school running backs that can just get out of anything. And this guy just continues to amaze me at what he can do.
He's amazing. He's fucking insane. And I would put him up against anybody. You know what I mean? But mine would have to be, and I know I have some Melvin Gordon, mm-hmm. but like, God, think about these
Melvin
last running
Gordon
backs.
Is solid.
I think my favorite one is Todd Gurley, but the one that I think is going to have the longest career between Melvin Gordon's going to be my second. Melvin Gordon's going to be running back in this league for a long time, solid 10-plus years. But Saquon Barkley, I'm the most excited about him. Once they get it figured out over there, they're going to draft a new badass quarterback. They're going to get some offensive linemen to get around him. Think about who we didn't talk about either, Zeke Elliott. Think about this running class in the last three, four years. In the last 3-4 years, these running backs have been insane. Leonard Fournette. Like,
oh, I
come
know.
On.
These kids are – Dalvin Cook when he was healthy. I mean, look at all these guys, these running backs that are coming off the board that are just killing it. I mean, literally. I mean, obviously, Ronald Jones Jr. isn't fucking killing it.
Right.
Peyton Barber pretty much took that place over. But, yeah, that's always – what I always tell people, and especially like when people ask me for advice in fantasy, I say buy heavy in running backs. That's where your points are going to come from.
Oh, yeah. And then when you get deep in there and stuff like that, like for mine is if you have a double connect, make sure your double connect is good. But double connect meaning if you have a wide receiver and a quarterback that are on the same team, it's a really good way to double up on some good quick points, especially if you get a good one. Like right now, a great one to have, in my opinion, if I have Cam Newton on my team, if I had Christian McCaffrey too, loaded. You know what I mean? I do have Philip Rivers in another team, and I have Mike Williams.
I would say probably one of the best stacks to have right now would probably be Cousins and Thielen.
As of last week, the top quarterback right now, honestly, it's not them. It's Drew Brees.
I'm just talking about
Thomas.
Stack or Michael Thomas. Oh,
Michael
fuck,
Thomas
that's
and Drew Brees.
One.
Yeah, that one is honestly is in stat wise too.
Holy Michael Thomas is nothing against DeAndre Hopkins, but Michael Thomas is a freak.
Oh yeah. Well, what does that have to do with DeAndre Hopkins?
Because I, you know,
saying he's the best wide receiver.
He's
type
a great wide receiver.
Right.
Antonio Brown is obviously the greatest one.
Yeah. But here's the thing though too. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger to Antonio Brown, that's a great double connect. But when it comes down to it, meh. You know what I mean? Like, I'm comfortable using another QB just because, like, I feel like I can get a few more points because he's going to spread it around a little more. We'll end with this, though, and I hate doing it because it's a Cowboy stat, but Dak Prescott, this is kind of cool. 2 years in the league so far. This is his third now as a quarterback. 3 years in the league. He's playing the Washington Redskins. He's 4-0 against them. That's a big deal for a QB, and that's a division opponent.
Yeah.
So 4-0, good for them. So we're going to go and see what's going on. We hit 55 minutes here. That's a pretty long one, guys. If you made it this far and you're listening all the way to the end, leave a comment down below. We will send you a $50 Five Guys Burgers and Fries gift card from Jordan Almond. Also, we have a new sponsor. We'll talk about that going forward. It's really exciting stuff, guys. We love you. We're glad to hear from you. Thank you guys for who do leave the comments, who do comment. Sorry if I piss anybody off with the hunting stuff, but Eric, you got anything to add?
Nope. I think we pretty much covered everything. Love everybody. Eat lots of meat.
And make sure to beat your meat. We are the wise guys. Beat your meat. We say the things no one else wants to see.
Hard.
Peace.